Joining us now live over the phone is Star Valley High School girls head basketball coach Cade Erickson. Coach Erickson, good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good, Coach, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning. The obviously, the things have certainly changed in the last, oh my gosh, has it only been 3 weeks?
Since
the state tournament, man, it feels like 3 months. Kind of talk us through what the process has been with you and the girls, because obviously you've got this team that you worked so hard with, played 25 games with. You got some seniors, you got a lot of non-seniors. What's been the process over the last 3 weeks?
So I really haven't had a lot of contact with them just because of everything that's gone on. You know, we came home after that Thursday, and then school got shut down, and I really haven't had a lot of contact. I did touch base with them, you know, that following Saturday, I think, through a group text that we do, just to kind of see how they're doing and try to keep their heads up. And then since then, I've had a handful of girls just kind of check on summer ball stuff and kind of looking forward to that. And then also the last couple of days, I've had a few girls contact me looking for stuff to start working on for next year. So that's kind of where we're at. And, you know, we have our summer stuff somewhat lined out, but just with everything going on, we're not sure what's going to happen. I definitely wish we could be doing more and doing some stuff, but it's kind of hard to do that, just like any other sport at the high school right now.
Coach, like a lot of schools and a lot of teams, you were on your way to Casper when you found out, and walk us through how that happened, kind of what the reaction from the team was when you're on the bus. They work so hard to get there, and you're on the bus to go to the event center, and then the news starts trickling in.
So prior to that, we stayed in Riverton the night before, and then we Rob was able to get us a gym, and so we were practicing at the Riverton gym when Rob called me at first and told me about that only would just be the players, the officials, the scoreboard keeper, and that would be it. And so when I went back in to go talk to him, I was at shock, you know, just kind of like, okay, just trying to handle the situation in my mind, just thinking, is it going to get worse than this? And so I told the girls, and they just kind of had that, I guess you could say, dumbfounded look, like, are you serious, or are you kind of joking with me? And so once I told them, you know, about that, they quickly started telling parents, because some parents were just barely leaving the valley because we didn't play till later that evening. And so we kind of got back on the bus and started, all the girls, of course, started looking at their phones and looking at the websites. And Rob called me, and he goes, well, you're going to have a few experiences that you'll never forget as a first-year head coach. And then he said that, and then I lost him. And so we kind of had an idea what was going on. And then one of the girls, I think it was Lacey, got on the website of NFHS, and they told us about that they were probably going to close it. And then Rob got a hold of me, and then the girls just didn't know what to say. You know, they're trying to get a hold of parents, trying to figure out what to do, because we're halfway between Riverton and Casper. A few of the girls wanted to keep going to meet with their parents, but we decided to go back to Riverton, and then we went back to Riverton and ate, and then waited for a couple parents to pick up their kids. But it was a weird experience, because I just didn't know what to say to the girls, you know, at the time. They were all just like, worked so hard, because it was not an easy road for us, and we put a ton of time in to get to state, and it was just very disappointing. And then especially for those seniors, Lacey, Otessa, and Kaylee, it was just really hard for them to handle, because, you know, if they didn't play any other sport in the spring, which I don't know if the three of those girls do, that was kind of the end of their high school sports career.
Well, and that's obviously extended into the, it's extended just since that phone call for the last 3 weeks here into the spring. And, you know, Cade, you talk about your seniors, and they have to go from being excited and being leaders, and they're only, you know, an hour away from the venue, and then you don't even get there. You turn around, and then it's just, there had to be some just really surreal emotions on the bus.
And there was, and you know, those three seniors were such hard workers. Kaylee made leaps and bounds since the beginning of the year. She stayed in after practice almost every single day as long as we pretty much had let her till we kicked her out, just working on individual things. And, you know, and she was just a role player. But when I felt about halfway through the season, she started coming in and contributing for us. Lacey was the only one. I challenged them to shoot 10,000 shots throughout the summer, and she's the only one who did that. She worked hard to this point, too. And then Otessa, she just has that drive in so many different aspects of her life. And she kind of rallied around the girls about 2 weeks before state and just encouraged them, because it was kind of that downtime when we lost a few games. She says, "We can do this, girls." And she just motivated all the girls. And then they all three put that time in and effort to get to state. And then this happens. And so I just feel real bad for him. I checked in with Lacey the other day, and she still had quite a few emotions about it, but she is also pretty positive and just kind of like, oh, well, you know, it's kind of time to move on. And then I think it's just been a hard time for all seniors with the school closure and everything also.
Talking again with head coach Kate Erickson for Starbody High School girls basketball. And so, Coach, before we start looking ahead to next year and just summarizing this year, when, of course, your first year as head coach, as you mentioned, coming over from the boys program to the girls, and what were some of the moments that stuck out to you most when you look back at this first year coaching the girls, and what we always remember most about this season outside, of course, the cancellation of the state tournament?
There's a lot of highlights. It's kind of a bittersweet to go from the boys program to the girls program. I loved working with Coach Kabanik and Coach Draney. I didn't leave for any reason at all besides maybe just to try the head coaching spot. And I was a little nervous about being the first time, but there's a lot of highlights. Our first tournament in Flaming Gorge was a lot of fun for me, I felt, just because it was my first time. And then we had a lot of close games throughout the season. You know, Soda, I felt really good about that one, even though we ended up losing by 7 or 8. But I thought we competed against a team that went on and won the state championship in Idaho this year. More than anything is the work ethic and the relationship that we were able to build with these girls. It was a lot of fun, and they worked hard. They responded well to us, and I thought, you know, every time we went to practice, it was enjoyable, and all the games, it was a lot of fun.
You know, Coach, despite the fact that you've got some standout seniors that we just mentioned, Lacey, Otessa, and Kaylee, you have a lot of returning players for next season. I mean, you just start going down the list. You got your leading scorer back, Paige Neal, McKenna Brogue, who I felt like at the regional tournament and even the games leading up to regionals, I feel like she became a much more confident ball handler and was helping you break the press and things like that to help the guard line. And Briarly, Addie, Emma, Libby, Mia, these are all girls coming back next season. So, man, there's a lot to be excited about as far as if we can all just get back to normal.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as I've kind of started looking at the summer ball, I've tried to decide if we're going to run the same stuff, just because we'll be a little bit different as far as our lineup, I think. And so, as I look at the lineup, I felt Addie played very well at regionals. She was rebounding. She was scoring well. She was just a workhorse. Like I say, we get Paige back, and I thought Briarly was getting more and more aggressive and trying to get more points at the rim, which we wanted her to do. And I agree, McKenna, just the confidence with her towards the end was huge. And we told her at the very first of the year when we were doing cuts and visiting with each individual player that I don't think she realizes how talented and athletic she is. And it's just getting her to believe in herself. And I felt that she started doing that towards the end of the year. And then Emma, you know, just like you said, she had good solid minutes with the JV and then came in and contributed. So I'm excited to have her back. And Mia gave us a few good minutes when we were at regional basketball. Amber's playing well at the JV level, and it's like we have Libby and Emery coming back too. So I'm excited about this coming year, and then already kind of having our foundation built from this previous year. I have to give a lot of kudos to our coaches. You know, Coach Wilkes, Coach Kazare, and also Coach Hathaway were just great with individual stuff, team stuff, and building a relationship with these girls. So it's just not me. It's a program through all the coaches.
Coach, as I look through that lineup of girls you just went through, one thing that stands out to me is just how balanced you guys have the ability to be next season, because you mentioned Brierley and Emma. They really grew into pretty good dang ball handlers at the point position and bringing it down the floor. And then you throw Paige and McKenna and Addie and, you know, underneath. And there's really no, looking at the roster, there's not a weak position. It's just a real balanced team.
Yeah, and not necessarily just a weak position, that we even have a good bench people coming off and giving us solid minutes, you know. So no matter how we start, I feel that when we start subbing, we're not going to have any down at all there. So I feel that Paige is, I know that she'll put in a ton of time and get better, and she already had a great year. You know, when she first started, I didn't know what to think about her because I never had a chance to see her in summer ball because she had her knee fixed. And then when she came back in the fall and started shooting around, I was like, oh, you know, we got a player right here. But then we didn't know where to put her, so first couple of games we kind of just threw in the JV. But when she started dominating there and then had a good game there at Flaming Gorge, we quickly moved her to the starting lineup. So she'll be a threat, and I think teams will be watching her. But yeah, you're right, with Brierley and Emma and Amber handling out front, and then McKenna getting better at handling the ball, I'm excited to see what we can do this coming year and just kind of come back with a little bit of revenge and hopefully an opportunity to get back to state and compete there.
Coach Kate Erickson, Star Valley High School girls basketball, with us on First Bank Sports Friday. Coach Erickson, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and let's hope we see some summer ball, huh?
I hope so.
All right. Thanks for your time, Coach. Appreciate it.